The Center for Economic and Business Consortium of Think Tanks says it supports private sector participation in the operations of the Electricity Company of Ghana. He said from his analysis of the situation, the ECG will be better placed to provide efficient services with private sector involvement than it is currently providing, stating his position on the ongoing debate about government inviting private sector participation in the management of ECG at a media briefing in Kumasi. The executive director of the center, Dr. Gordon Newlove Asamoah, said the ECG has some serious challenges that need to be addressed. Our reporter Razak Baba has the details.
Executive Director of the Center, Dr. Godwin Newlove Asamoah, urged government to liberalize the energy distribution sector so that other players can also come in to compete with the ECG in order to give the consumers quality choice. Furthermore, the Center for Economic and Business Research urged government and Millennium Development Authority to give priority to qualified Ghanaian investors who are ready to partner to invest in the ECG.
If you look at ECG's problem, mostly you look at the management side and then you look at revenue as well as equipment and facilities for production. If you look at the management, government normally appoints the board, and board in turn appoint their own management to run the organization. And in most cases, board members are appointed based on their political affiliations, and they may not have the necessary background or the expertise to make sure that they're able to bring the experience to bear on the management of the organization. And when that happens, it's the organization that surface. Because government owns almost everything in ECG, bills are not even paid by government institutions, and it is difficult for ECG to disconnect them or even take them to court, because you can't take the owner of the organization to court for owning the organization. So it is important that if government can take its hands off the management of ECG and private sector coming in to manage it. We believe at SEBA that there are a lot of Ghanaians who have managed big businesses, big organizations, both in Ghana and outside Ghana, and that given the opportunity, they'll be able to perform creditably. So we prefer that the priority should be given to the Ghanaian investors who are qualified to run ECG. And then if they'll bring in foreign capital, fine, but we should not overlook the local content. We as organization urging the government and the Millennium Development Authority to consider the local content first before looking outside.
The executive director, Dr. Godwin Newlove Asamoah, said the ECG has some serious challenges that need to be addressed. He mentioned lack of adequate capital leading to high indebtedness to the power producers, distribution losses due to obsolete equipment, excessive government control, and inability to collect bills effectively and efficiently as among the problems of the ECG. Dr. Asamoah emphasized that with private sector participation in the ECG, more capital will be made available to provide the needed equipment and facilitate an enviable path to end the perennial power crisis. I am Razak Baba reporting from Kumasi.